Okay, so nonverbal communication for Equus, slightly different from the play Tuesday. We're going to lay it out slightly differently, and it'll have a different feel. But it's all on the worksheet, and you were given examples in class. Three questions. I'm looking at the worksheet now. Question one, question two, question three. Question one, approximately 50 words. Question two, approximately 50 words with photographs. Question three, approximately 100 words. Question one, we are discussing here the non-verbal elements that are communicating to an audience. And you can do a couple of different things. You could really simply tell me what you wanted to communicate. We wanted to communicate the desperation that Alan felt at being in his sacred place. We wanted to communicate Jill's flirtatious nature and how she's leading Alan on towards the act in the stable. It could say anything. You choose what you wanted to communicate. You then go on to discuss how you communicated it. In class, we did an exercise analysing the character's walk. That can come in here. Alan had a heavy gait. Alan had indirect efforts. He was dissipated. I wanted to communicate blah, blah, blah. Or I wanted to signify blah, blah, blah. Alan had hunched shoulders with closed body language because I wanted to communicate blah, blah, blah. He was in an intimate circle of attention because he realised he was sinning in front of his God, for example. Jill had a light Laban effort. She was direct and focused because she's trying to get Alan to blah, blah, blah. Therefore, she is in a social circle of attention, trying to break into his circle of attention because meh, meh, meh. Jill closes the proxemics because blah, blah, blah. Jill's eye contact is X, Y, and Z because blah, blah, blah. 50 words, a general discussion of these two characters and how they are communicating through non-linguistics around scene 31 and 32. The next 50 words will have three pictures of you working. On the worksheet are three examples. Now, you may have taken these pictures in class. You may take them home. They just need to be clear for me and clearly non-verbal communication going on. And we're using 50 words. My first picture, so in there, is the boy sort of sideways on with his hands on his head. You might label that number one and say, one, eyeline raised, hands to head, kneeling in a lower proxemic, knowing Equus is there, looking up towards his God, but protecting his face. Two, averting eyeline, hiding face, reaching out with right hand, lowering proxemic again. Three, and then so you are analysing the pictures. There's some examples also on the worksheet. So for this section, there will be three pictures, each with a number. You will have that title. Scene 34, Alan as a sinner stands before Equus, and then three bullet points, exactly like the example has given you, 50 words. My last 50 words are annotation in comment boxes, much the same as we do for vocal awareness. So you will have a title, practical annotation of scene explored in class, and then you will type out the scene. I've given you the scene on the back of the worksheet. You don't have to type all the scene out because you've only got to do 100 words worth of comment boxes. And I'm probably expecting at least or maximum 4 comment boxes. You can have a look at the example online. When Alan says the stables, you might add a comment box. He had light and indirect Laban efforts, shuffling backwards with a horrified facial expression, looking towards the stables, closing his circle of attention to intimate, signifying that he is isolating himself. Always tell me why you are doing the non-verbal things and stay focused on non-verbal. This has nothing to do with vocal awareness. Another example, Jill walks slowly towards Alan, swinging her hips seductively and staring at him. This indirect movement showed that her main focus is to sleep with him. Her circle of attention was expanding to include him. So you're telling me what you did do non-verbally and why you did do it. I think it's quite a clear section, an easy section. It's stuff you've done before. Question one, discussing the proxemics and how they are communicating non-verbally. Question two, three photos of you that you analyze. Question three, an annotated text. Never repeat anything in the comment boxes. There should be enough non-verbal words that you are talking about new things. Don't forget lab and choreology. Use those keywords. And don't forget circles of attention. Lab and choreology and circles of attention are quite advanced thinking and quite advanced practice. So if you manage to use them well here, you're going to look good. It's going to gain you more marks.